I saw a question here. It says, this is, I just love the heart of this question. It says, everything you say on living out the gospel makes sense in my mind, but it seems it hasn't come alive in my heart. How can I assist my heart in that?
That's an awesome question. Don't condemn yourself and judge yourself and think that you're not getting it. The fact that you want what you're hearing is a big deal. Okay? So that's a big yay already. There's a lot of people that hear this stuff. There's people in a room this size. The Lord showed me a long time ago. He said, Dan, you just keep preaching clear on becoming love. There's always a handful of folks that in their hearts say, I don't want that. But you still have to convict them of that because the Holy Ghost convicts and shines light upon the truth in men's hearts, right? So you always have to plow ground so something can get sown. So just because somebody says, I don't want to become love, doesn't mean the gospel of love and the message of love isn't true and powerful. So you still got to preach it, right? So here's the thing with whoever wrote that question. You're actually hearing it. It makes sense. You're not rebutting it. I've had people sit and listen and go, well, yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. That's easy for you to say. You ain't been in my situation. You ain't standing in my shoes. Or you ain't married to my wife. They'll say stuff like that. I'll hear what you're preaching, but you ain't married to my wife. You spend an afternoon with my wife, you'll change your message. Or they'll say, love, yeah, love, right. I ain't loving. Ain't no loving nobody, man. They need to make up. They're the ones that need the love. There's people like that, and they just caught up on themselves and deceived, and they're sure they're right, but they're so wrong because look what it's producing. When you look at the fruit that your mentality's producing, you can see what tree it came from. You just look at where your mindset's taking you. You look at the fruit it's producing in your life. If you're struggling just to keep an okay countenance, just to get through, just to stay encouraged, just to see people okay, man, you probably got to really look at what you're really believing. Because the fruit of your life is determined by the eye you live from. And if you look at the fruit and it doesn't look like the kingdom of God, probably ought to rather get your eyes off everything else and change the way you think. You get what I'm saying? So to answer this question, intimacy and relationship with Jesus is second to none. It's the biggest deal of your life. That's it. Nothing compares with your ability to be with him. Praying for the sick and seeing them healed is fun. It's fun. It's fun to get a word of knowledge and have somebody's eyes fill in tears. It's fun to be sitting on a plane with somebody and we get chatting. And I just say, hey, listen, do you got this going on? And they go, who are you, man? How do you know that? Are you psychic? It's fun. I'm being honest. That's fun. But listen, nothing compares to your ability to be with him. And know he loves you and that you're right to be there with him. And in that place, him begin to reveal himself to you. You just turn everything off and close the door and lay on your bed and just open your heart to him. Watch this. And whoever you are that answers that question, I hear everything Dan's been saying. It all makes sense, God. Thank you that it's true. Thank you see me this way and love me. Whether I felt it or not, whether it seems like it's in my head or my heart, man, you have won me. I want this gospel. And I thank you for loving me this way. Thank you. I'll always be right in your sight. My heart is for you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. And all of a sudden, you're communing with the Lord. And all of a sudden, you're allowing your relationship and your faith in God to bring a revelation of Christ through your life. Let me show you something real quick in light of that question. Mark chapter 3, real quick. I preach this all the time. Mark chapter 3, Jesus went to a mountain and called those to himself who he wanted. He's talking about the apostles where he appointed them, right? Now listen, here's what's good. You can say, well, Dan, he's talking to the apostles. Yeah, but watch. No one comes to the Father unless he's drawn by him. So did God call you and draw your heart to him? Are you saved by grace? Did any man get saved on his own? Did he just wake up in his own strength and say, you know what? I think I want the Lord. No, the Lord started to draw his heart and woo him to him, right? Yeah. So no man comes to God unless he's drawn by him. So the people that want Jesus, the people in this room, is it fair to say that we've been drawn and called by God? Right? Watch. He called those to himself who he wanted. Well, that's a pretty big deal. Why would he draw you to him? Because he's mad at you? Because he wants you. He wants to be one with you. So it's a good thing. Now watch. And here's a good response. They came to him. And they came to him. That's what we've done. That's why we're here. True? Next verse. Look at the next verse. He appointed in the King James. You know what that word is? The word appointed? Ordained. Now to us, ordination's a big deal. Ooh, my ministry. Ordination means you're appointed to something. So there is a place for ordination in ministry. You're appointed to that vision, to that ministry, to that office. Not making fun of ordaining, but we make it some wow word. Ordained, is that the King James? Dude, you're my hero. He just went right to the virgin, man. He's like right there. See? It just proves that my answers are always right, because it's there. King James, ordained. I've studied and shown myself approved. Ordained 12. Why'd he ordain them? What did he appoint them to? Ministry, healing, miracles, signs, wonders? Look, he appointed them, he ordained them that they should be with him. What's the first thing on God's heart? To make you one, to bring you home, to get back inside of you. Sin evicted him from his home, so he dealt with the problem to move back in. Do you get it? Look, that they should be with him, and look, that from that place, being with him, that he might send them forth to preach and have power. See, that's what we want. We want power, baby. We want to heal the sick. How about being with him? Because that's first. And from being with him, you're sent out to preach and have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. Where's that come from? Being with him. Yay. So the fact that you want what we're saying is the greatest sign in your own life and heart. You don't have a hard heart. Don't be analytical. Don't talk yourself down. Say, well, I think it's just in my head. And then start striving and let the devil condemn you in the face. Some of the purest people I've ever met have struggled with an inward secret condemnation because they feel like they're failing their true desire. And they feel like they're not living up to what they want to live up to. Some of the purest folks have been played by the devil in that way. It's where they're living in secret condemnation. And instead of riding the strength of their pure heart to a greater revelation, they're feeling like they're failing what they say they want. Don't you let the devil lie to you like that. The fact that you care means you're alive inside. People come to me and cry as a pastor. They ever do that, Adam? They ever come and cry and bare their heart, spill their guts, tell you the thing they did, and they're being honest, and they cry. I'm excited they're crying. I'm so excited they're crying, I'm hardly hearing what they're talking about. And then you tell them, boy, I'm sure glad to see how the gospel's purified your heart. And they're thinking it's a sarcastic joke. What do you mean, purified my heart? Didn't you hear what I just said I did? Well, I heard what you said you did, but I see who you are. And the problem is, if you start believing what you did is who you are, you'll get talked out of this heart I see in you. You're a product of what he's done, and I'm excited because there was a time in your life you did what you just told me and didn't even blink, and now it's breaking you up. Man, you're coming a long way. Let's get your eyes off of what you did and keep your eyes on what you're becoming, because God is growing you up in him.
Oh, man, that's good pastor right there.
Good pastor. Did you get it? Okay.